It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. How do you like that? Here we are all sitting together. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're outside and on the grass. Maybe you're driving in your car, in a boat somewhere on the planet Earth, maybe off the coast of Brittany in France, or up in the Alps, California coast, Washington State, skiing in Aspen, or over in Switzerland. Is that so? But we're together no matter what. And today we're going to be opening up your hearts and minds a little further. Every week we crack it, the door open a little bit more and bring you to a world of opportunity so that you can develop the life that you deserve to live. Not the life you were conditioned to believe you have to live. Not the burden, but the joy of life. And today we have an extraordinary human being on with us, who's an energy specialist. And if you said that back 40 years ago, people would say, oh, you know, this is crazy new age nonsense. And today it's a science. It's a real science. It's called quantum science, quantum physics, quantum biology. It's what we do at Hippocrates in part. And Mercy Newman is a reverend, but that's not why she's an energy specialist. Because there is an electromagnetic frequency component to spirituality that we can now measure, that we were unable to measure not long ago. And so welcome today with us.
Well, thank you so much, Brian and Anna Maria, for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you. You know, so many things that started to come into my mind by as I heard you speaking, especially as you had us traveling around the world. And, you know, thinking about all the beautiful places in this world and really how phenomenal it is that we can come together like this. But the truth of the matter is we are so connected all the time without even realizing it. Yeah. And you spoke about, you know, the quantum effects of what we do and the electric, you know, the electromagnetics of spirituality.
Yes.
And, you know, my opportunities, you might say, as you had mentioned earlier, actually began back in the early 70s when I graduated as a registered nurse. And the same year I was ordained as a spiritualist minister. And so I was trained in hands-on healing, mediumship, channeling, and what we now call energy medicine.
Isn't it beautiful?
And it was. Yeah, you know, it's just so interesting to me because, as you said, 40 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. People would not only be rolling their eyes, it would be unrelatable to them.
Yes.
Right?
It would be unrelatable to them. Yes.
Unrelatable. Mm-hmm. And now there's no place that we can go in this magnificent world where we don't find ourselves in very important conversation, like the one that we are having here.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that really concretely got me to understand what Einstein talked about, there's an interconnectivity between all life on Earth as well as into the multiple universes. Now, think about that. He's talking about this more than a century ago. And then traumatic things show us that that's true. You're old enough, I'm sure, to remember the day back in November, 60 years since, November 22nd in 1963. Yes. And here's this young president that inspired the world, and the whole world was wounded by his death. And that's that interconnectivity. But it's there in times of joy, in times where there's no trauma. And so what's happening 10,000 miles away, you may not be understanding or conscious of, but it's affecting you. It's ripples, the energetic ripples. And there's certain energies and frequencies, as you know, and I want you to speak more about that now, that literally are healing frequencies that have been documented now in mainstream science. What are they? Why are they? Why are there certain energies that literally help us heal disease and prevent premature aging?
Well, we have them because we've been hardwired in our creation to be able to heal whatever is out of alignment with our true selves. And so all of these systems have been put into place so that we are in constant opportunity to be living a robust life and to be vital well into, I mean, who even knows how long, right? But we do know that according to, you know, writings that people lived a very long time, yeah, much longer than we seem to, well, back in, you know, historically.
The real scientists today, the doctors, the PhDs that are looking at it, say the generation today, the newborn generation, will commonly and easily live to 140. Following generation will be 200 and beyond. And they're doing it through the eyes of biology. But what you and I both know is when we get the biology in order, it's like lining up the ducks. They all get in order. They go in the right direction. So it's really liberating the energies that give longevity and inspiration to you more than it is changing the biology.
Yeah, totally. And my belief is, and what I teach and the program that I've developed is really based on learning how to feed the spirit. And I believe that we are here actually to be in service to the Mother, Father, God within us, that divine aspect of us. Yeah. And in doing so, that it's our body and mind that will follow, because the body is meant to serve the power of that spirit. The mind is meant to serve the power of that spirit, because that spirit is the creative force that we are meant to be in this earth.
Well, it's who you really are. It's who you really are. We think of ourselves as the veneer. Yeah. This, I comb my hair, I put my jacket on, I, you know, fancy up.
Right.
That's not who you are.
No.
No. It's all part of the illusion. And it's also this incredible distraction for us, because if you are caught up in that, you know, in the world, the outside world that's being reflected back to you on a physical level, you start to mimic that in both your beliefs and your choices and your actions. And it's why, from my perspective, I'm always one of the first things that I actually, I would say, demand when I'm working with someone is they must establish a daily spiritual practice.
Yes.
Because without it, healing cannot take place. We can heal symptoms.
Yeah.
But what we don't do is come back into alignment. And the alignment is always 100%.
That's right.
With the aspect of us that we don't see.
And our ancestors understood this. This is why they created prayer and repetition and all of these things. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, not only your work, but the result of your work and what you've seen with people and how the healing is a spiritual process for you, a liberation from your pain and suffering and all of that. So we're going to be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Marcy Neumann. And, you know, when you practice with energy, and we all know that we are frequency, we're not just blood and lymphatic system and the way we look. We are definitely frequency. And you have so many examples you can tell us through all the years. Tell us some where people have been liberated from their pain and suffering.
Yeah, I'd love to. Before I do that, I'd actually like to talk about how I bring them to that place.
Yeah, that's
important. Because it's really an extraordinary process that I discovered through my own healing.
Yeah.
But also in, you know, I now have been in practice for 50 years. And it, this information, you know, continues to be revealed to me. Hmm. But what happened for me back in 2003 was I was separated from my husband. And previous to that, I had been experiencing all kinds of symptoms that I just sort of brushed off as normal aging. I had constant headaches, constant digestive issues, and I had pain in my hips that was so bad that I remember lying in bed at night crying because my hips hurt. And I also, if I sat down for dinner, I wouldn't be able to get up out of my chair without bracing myself on the table. And of course, it just got progressively worse. But what was also interesting is that I used to have these recurrent nightmares. And the nightmares were always with the same thing, and that was that I couldn't find my wedding ring. And I remember I would wake up in a panic, and I'd be, you know, pulling everything out of my drawers and everything, looking for this ring. And I separated from my husband and moved into my own home. And after about 6 months, I suddenly realized that I hadn't taken an Advil. I hadn't taken a Tums.
No.
I could get up and down out of my seat without any pain. And in fact, I felt like I could do cartwheels on the front lawn. And I hadn't had a nightmare. Mm. Well, during that time, I had also reached out for help. And I cannot emphasize enough for people that when you are in a crisis of any kind, to reach out for help.
Yeah.
Because what happened is I found a therapist actually who specialized working with women in transition. Mm. Well, it wasn't long before I began to realize that those nightmares were not nightmares. I was having panic attacks.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Wow.
And they came through as these recurrent nightmares. And here I was, 6 months out of the house, and I was completely symptom-free.
Hmm. And I remember... Effortlessly.
Yeah.
Effortlessly.
Yeah.
And well, it took a big effort.
Yeah, I remember standing in my living room, and you know the feeling.
Yeah.
It's like that lightning rod that just comes through, and I could feel this energy that just came through every cell of my body. And with it came this realization, oh my God, I have, and you used the word before, I have liberated myself from all of my parts that were, you know, disaligned with who I was. Now, I have to tell you, I was, as I said, I had already trained as a nurse and an energy healer and all of that. But I was also at that point a Reiki master. I was a hypnotherapist. I had all of these certifications, but my own situation just kind of went over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't heal thyself. That's the problem.
That's right. That's right. And then, but I also started to look at, okay, well, what did I do that was different? I was already a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. I was already, like I said, I call myself a card carrying PTA mother, you know, like, what had I done?
Yeah.
And here it was. This was the lightning rod.
Wow.
Yeah, and let's say the listeners, it doesn't mean there's a bad and the good in this process, that people change.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what was good, maybe the attraction you had to this man at one point, maybe he changed, you changed, and then the symbiosis wasn't there anymore. So, you know, sometimes we have to literally let ourselves die before we come back to life again. It's a resurrection almost, isn't it?
You know, it's so interesting that you said that, because the reason I left was that I felt that my spirit was dying.
Yes. The most important part.
Yeah.
And so when I had this realization that I was healed and I was, you know, sort of reviewing what had changed, I realized in that moment, the only thing that had changed is that I had started to love myself in a way that I had never allowed myself to before.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's changed. So you had family, you had kids with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everything came to place, I'm sure, because everybody knew this instinctively too.
So eventually it did, yes, but it was quite disruptive to everyone's life.
Yes.
And I'm going to say that this work that we're talking about, let's just be honest, it's not for the weak of heart.
Yeah.
No.
We need to make very important decisions about how we're going to live our life. And Brian, you used the word commitment earlier.
Yes.
It takes commitment. And that's number one, why I insist that people have a daily spiritual practice, because this takes commitment to unwind those programs that you spoke of earlier.
Am I correct in saying they have to choose the daily practice? You don't have the brand that's best for them. There you are. So all of you listening out there think that this is a religious pitch. This is not a religious pitch.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I teach. I don't want you tethered to me. I want you to be resonating with your own frequency rather than fighting it, so that you are able to read your own energy and can choose accordingly. This is how we're meant to live.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great, I'm so happy you were candid, transparent, and open with us.
Oh, yeah.
We come back, you're gonna tell us what joy you have helping others make these transformations themselves. We're going to be right back.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-888. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Marcy Neumann. And what a great 50-year-old.
She's more like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, she's
50 years of working in this.
Working in this and so much experience and helping people. Tell us, you know, you've helped so many people help themselves. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So this process that I've developed is something also that I'm going to use the word came to me in a download.
Right.
And what I realized is that from my perspective, everything that I have found is that self-love is the key to healing, because self-love, what it really is, and by the way, it's not self-care. So let me just differentiate that. Self-care is lovely. It's wonderful. It's things that soothe you and comfort you. Self-love takes you out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
It demands that you let go of whatever is not serving you. It demands that you allow that fear to come forward and to bring it into your heart, where you can then transmute that energy. It's in the higher heart where we infuse it with the light that comes from source within us. And then that energy is free, liberated, to go out and create new aspects of life for you, filled with all those opportunities that you spoke of earlier, Brian.
Yes.
So this process is one where we learn to alchemize, and we do so by inviting fear in rather than rejecting it.
Well, you know, when you were saying that, somehow it came to me that don't you think most of us busy ourselves with other people so we don't have to deal with ourselves and self-love?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
PhDs in that, aren't we?
Yes.
Expert, connoisseurs, experts. For sure. That's it. Well, I know that, you know, you must have seen people who were in desperate need of transformation and change. So tell us about some of those people.
Yeah. And I'd like to say also that this is completely subjective for each person.
Right.
Because fear paralyzes us in many different ways, most of ways in which we are not even consciously aware of. So I can give you an example, for instance, of, you know, a 60-year-old woman who took my course, and she had always had this fear of water. Mm. She would never go into the ocean or a lake or anything. And so in a very funny story, her family decided to take her away for her 60th birthday. And of course, it was to an island, and there was the ocean, and they
an
were
island. My gosh, you're surrounded by water.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But that's how spirit works.
Yes.
It's exactly how spirit works. So what happened is she had taken my course, and all of a sudden she's on the beach, and she was so compelled to get into that water, she couldn't stop herself. And she walks into the water, her children stop in their tracks, and they look at her, and she actually allowed herself to bend down and allowed that water to come up over her shoulders and cover her heart.
That's beautiful.
She said, "My life will never be the same."
Yeah.
Wow.
Because when you conquer your fears, you become you.
That's exactly right.
It's amazing.
And then it is so amazing. And of course, there are other things that need to be put into practice because, you know, self-love is not a one-time deal. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
It is constantly asking you to level up and for you to accept yourself as the divine creator that you are.
Well, let's say that again so people really get what you said. So we always talk about the creator. Who is the divine creator?
You are the divine creator.
Exactly right.
You have this divinity within you that gives you access to the creative force, which extends through you.
Yes.
Now, you have greater access to that if your own vibrational frequency is of a higher nature than of a denser nature. That just makes more sense,
well,
right?
Complete sense. I mean, complete. If you don't get that you're the divine creator, then you're going to blame the creator for not being the divine creator. I mean, it's like outrageous, but true.
Yeah.
So listen, how do people, I could talk to you for 5 more hours, but how do people get a hold of you?
I would love that. Well, you can reach me at marcynewman.com.
Let's spell it, because
Marcy Newman.
M-A-R-C-Y, M-A-R-C-Y, N-E-U-M-A-N-N. Better put an extra N on that. So .com, it's marcynewman.com. Okay.
Yeah. Also, heartshiftcoach.com.
Heartshiftcoach.com.
And my website also is selfloveuniversity.com.
Oh, I love that. Now, that one, we should have gotten that one before she got it. That's a great one. Selfloveuniversity.com. My God, you're a joy, a delight. Your energy just comes right over these airwaves, and I'm sure people have been infected. You've contaminated them with happiness today. So thanks
for
being on.
A wonderful joy.
It is. All of you out there, I hope that you take this energy that you just enjoyed and experienced together with all of us and carry it through till the next time we're together. And we're here as a socket so you can reignite. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.